Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Jehovah has made. I will rejoice. Hallelujah. And be glad in it. Another day he's made. And I bless the mighty creator Elohim on this gracious and great rising morning. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He woke us up to see a brand new day. I'm not sure what area you're calling or tuning in from, what country, the city, the state. It doesn't matter, you know, where you're listening from on the recording, because the broadcast is recorded. But where I'm located, it's an early Sunday morning, 7 a.m. Yes, it is. October the 22nd. It's the beginning of a brand new week, and I'm just glad I'm here. But, you know, for some who may be listening and tuning in, it may be late night, you know, or early morning, or middle of the day. I'm just grateful to the Father for all who decided, yes, to tune in on Crown Talking Drums Radio this day and made a conscious choice, hallelujah, to fit this time into your schedule. So welcome to For Such a Time as This. My name is Sarepta Cunningham. Once again, I'm just grateful to Elohim that he has given me another opportunity. He's given me the willingness, hallelujah, to share of his goodness and his faithfulness in this space here. I want to share of his goodness. It doesn't matter where I'm at, but I'm grateful for this space. Amen. And this season where I'm at in my life, I'm grateful to him. I don't take it for granted that I get to encourage others. I love encouraging someone else. Amen. But in this space right here, I'm encouraging others and myself with his never-changing truth. Amen. His truth. Yes, I say this all the time. I probably every broadcast you hear me say this. I'm not sure. But I talk about his truth, because his truth does bring the very life of himself to the forefront. It elevates. Yes, it elevates us. But you know what? It also cuts. It cuts sin. Anything. That's anything that keeps us bound to it and keeps us in disobedience to the Father's will and his ways. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. To those of us who've already been called out, you know, hallelujah, you've been set aside, chosen to live this set apart life. We are his saints. Amen. And by his grace, through that faith where we have believed and accepted in Elohim's son, yes, Yeshua, hallelujah. You may call him Jesus, but I just want to call him by his Hebrew name. Amen. Yeshua. Those who follow after his truth, hallelujah, that word, we depend on him, yes, we trust in him. To those who not believe, yes, this is for you too. Anyone who may be listening and you have not made that choice, you have not accepted Yeshua as your personal Savior, hallelujah, it's not too late. Amen. You just haven't come to know him personally. Have that personal one-on-one time with him. Hallelujah. Guess what? If you hear my voice, you hear the sound of my voice right now, the Father's arms are open. They're waiting. Hallelujah. He's waiting for you. Hallelujah. He wants you to hear this message too. Amen. Because Yeshua, hallelujah, that promised Messiah, he came to this earth as Elohim, wrapped up in human flesh. Yes, he was. But he came for not just me and those who have already accepted it, but he came for you too. Amen. He came for the entire world. Hallelujah. That's the only way mankind can be restored and reconciled back to the Almighty Creator. It's a blessing, hallelujah, for anyone to be able to have this faith and this belief in the Son of the Almighty. Hallelujah. As Father sees fit, amen, as I'm led by his Spirit, Amen. We're going to talk about that good news. It's a lot of bad news going on. But when it comes to talking about the word, hallelujah, that cut word, yes, it's some good news. Amen. It helps us to put us on the right track and helps us to walk in line. I think we talked about last week that narrow path. It keeps us walking straight. Amen. I'm glad about it. I want to clean up my act. I want to walk right. I want to be able to talk right. I want to be able to live right. Hallelujah. I want to be that light and that salt that the Father has called us to be. Amen. I'm just grateful this morning. Hallelujah. We know it's a lot going on in this world, and I don't watch a lot of the news. I actually hadn't even really seen what's going on this week. I hadn't really watched TV much at all this week. But I know it's a lot going on. I can sense it in the realm of the spirit. Even when you see what's going on in the natural, you know, we got situations going on in our families and, you know, wars. We hear of the wars and the rumors of the wars that's even taking place. We got wars going on right in our families. Come on now. That's just the truth anyhow. So even when you see the natural, and I remember teaching a message one time about what's going on in the natural realm as a reflection of what's taking place in the spirit. Sometimes we need to do a check in our lives to see what's going on, because when all that craziness is going on in the natural around you, you better check your spirit and see what's going on in the spirit. Hallelujah. What you got going on, what you're wrestling with. Come on. We need to take a look and see what's going on. So I'm telling you, with all this going on, yes, I know it's wars and it's still a lot of chaos going on with the teenage crimes and the gun violence and all this stuff. You know, these things are just going to, I believe, wax worse and worse. We haven't seen nothing yet as we continue to keep living, hallelujah, on this earth. Has the Father allowed his son to tarry? Has he done, because the son doesn't know when he's coming back. He's waiting on the Father to instruct him to come back. Amen. But he wants all those who can come into the fold to come into the fold. Hallelujah. I believe that's why his mercy is still extending itself, because of the prayers that's going up for so many, so much wickedness. Oh, my. Come on now. We need prayer, I tell you. So if ever there was a time for kingdom building, you know, kingdom building and bringing forth the word, hallelujah, of encouragement in that word and from the living Elohim. He's not dead. He's forever alive. If ever there was a time for effectual, fervent prayer, hallelujah, that's what's going on in this world today, that time is now. So I continue, as I continue to say, I hope you have come with spiritual ears to hear, hallelujah, what the Father has to say in the realm of the spirit to you, spiritual eyes open so you can see what's really going on around you in this world. Come on. As followers of Yeshua Messiah, we will and we can continue to go forth, hallelujah, walk out, being those effective kingdom citizens that the Most High has anointed and appointed us to be. Hallelujah. I just want to speak his shalom peace before we have a word of prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We just bless you. Heavenly Father, we call on you this morning. We say thank you for this brand new day. Hallelujah. Yes, this grand and great day of rising up. But you didn't have to allow us to see it, but you did. Hallelujah. And nobody's mad but that devil. Hallelujah. I'm glad he's mad, because I know what my purpose is. Father, I pray we all come to know what our purpose is. Our purpose is to bring glory and honor unto your name. Yes, We get another day today of your mercy, where we're not going to get what we may deserve. Hallelujah. And we thank you, yes, another day of your new grace, your special favors, where we're getting what we may not deserve. Father, we just thank you. Mercy and grace continues to keep extending itself. You said your mercies are new every morning, and grace is your faithfulness. Help us, oh Father, not to take you and your mercy and your grace for granted. Help us not to take it for granted that you woke us up in our right state of mind this morning. Hallelujah. You didn't have to do it, but you did. We have the use and the activity of our limbs and our senses are in operation. Hallelujah. We can see and smell and hear and taste and even feel, even if there's a little pain. Father, we just thank you, but you're the healer of that pain. Oh, we give you praise. Oh, we give you glory and we give you honor. Just want to take this time to thank you for being our sole provider. You are our Jehovah. Yes, you provide all things for us, and we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for the roof that you've even placed over our head and all the provisions that you continue to provide within our living spaces. We thank you for that, Father. Don't take it for granted at all. Now we thank you. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, Father, I just thank you for so many things. Hallelujah. But it is time as we go into your word. I thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I ask with your guidance and the help of your Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit that's indwelling in me, in us, those who've accepted you. Father, I just thank you for this time that you speak your word. You speak your truth. Hallelujah. Father, teach us how to pray. Teach us how to even share with others of your good news. I thank you that as we speak on this morning, we're going to speak your word to the listening ears of people who desire to be encouraged and who desire to be elevated in you and who desires, hallelujah, for any bad habits or any type of sin they may be indulging in to be cut off from them, that they can walk free in you. Look, we know that your word says he whom the Son set free is free indeed. And that's in every area of our life. We thank you. Hallelujah. I welcome you right now to take over and infiltrate this time in your presence. Hallelujah. For such a time as this. Hallelujah. We pray this prayer in the name of your Son, Yeshua. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just so glad you're here this morning, and I'm excited about this word. It was just blessing me, even as he gave it to me on last night, and I just rest on it with the sleep. Well, he really been talking about it kind of off and on this week to me, and just I've been hearing little tidbits and didn't know how, you know, I'm just glad. I just want to go with his lead. And whatever he says, that's just what I want to say. Nothing less, nothing more. Hallelujah. And I just thank him this morning. The question that I want to ask you, and I'm sure I'm going to ask you again. Hallelujah. I just want to ask a question this morning for you to meditate on that question throughout the message. Amen. Sometimes we question even our own relationship, you know. We question who we are and where we are. And see, the Father doesn't want us to be ignorant. Amen. He wants us to have knowledge. He wants us to have understanding. Amen. That's what kind of Father we serve. Hallelujah. He loves us so much. He wants us to get knowledge and understanding. He wants us to continue to know who we are in him. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. And I'm just grateful this morning that the question he wants me to ask you right now, are you chosen? Are you chosen? See, we have to know that. But before we finish, we're going to know that we are. We're going to be reminded Now, for some of us, we may just be reminded. Amen. But that's what we need. We need reminders. Because with so much going on, sometimes we tend to forget who we are. Amen. So I just want to know, and when it comes to making choices, because, you know, we live in this flesh. Amen. But we choose not to walk out in the flesh, if you know what I'm saying. So, and in order to do that, we constantly have to be reminded through the word, through others, through encouragement. Yes. Amen. The Father is always reminding us of who we are in Him, because the enemy wants us to forget. That's why it's so important that we get rooted and stay rooted and grounded in this word. Because if it ever comes a day where this word is taken away from us, and someone comes into your home and invades every piece of material that you have, you better have something in you so you can stand. Because you don't know what might happen. See, we're in America, but we can take things in America for granted, because this country is just messed up. America is jacked up, messed up too. It is. Come on now. And we know that. We may get into that a little later. I don't know where the Father's going to go, but I just want to go with His flow. Amen. So the passage He gave me with asking that question, He wanted to let us know that the word He gave was elect, you know. And with elect, when you look at that word, it means in the Hebrew and the Greek, means pretty much the same thing. Chosen, you know, chosen one, chosen of Elohim. Amen. That's what elect means. Amen. But we're first going to start in the passage of the Old Testament to let us know who was the chosen and the elect. Amen. And I'm going to read this. I'm probably going to be reading. I may be reading the King James Version. I may be reading in the Scripture Version. I may be reading that. Whichever one He wants me to go with, that's where I'm going. Amen. But this passage in Isaiah 43. Amen. I want to read this out of the Life Application Bible. I just like the way it kind of breaks it down a little more. We can read in the King James too. It's saying the same thing, but the Life Application is breaking it down just a little bit different. Amen. But it's the same word. I kind of went and read both of them, making sure nothing was out of wrong or out of the way and didn't sound right. Amen. So yes. So Isaiah 43, gonna start at the first. Isaiah 42. Excuse me, not 43. Isaiah 42. Let's get this thing right. Oh, thank you. I was looking over on the wrong page. Isaiah 42. Amen. And it starts out saying, starting at that first verse, "See my servant whom I uphold, my elect," where it says, "my chosen one in whom I delight. I have put my spirit upon him. He will reveal justice to the nations of the world. He will be gentle. He will not shout nor quarrel in the street. He will not break the bruised reed, those who are oppressed or those who are crushed, nor quench the dimly burning flame. He will encourage the faint-hearted, those tempted to despair. He will see full justice given to all who have been wronged. He won't be satisfied until truth and righteousness prevail throughout the earth, nor until even distant lands beyond the seas have put their trust in his law." My. There's that law, the commandment, the law, keeping the Torah. I'm following after the first five books of the Bible. Amen. His law. They've been already set in place. Fifth verse, "Jehovah Elohim, who created the heavens and stretched them out and created the earth and everything in it, and gives life and breath and spirit to everyone in all the world. He is the one who says to his servant, the Messiah, yes, I, Jehovah, have called you to demonstrate my righteousness. I will guard and support you, for I've given you to my people as the personal confirmation of my covenant, my agreement, my pledge unto people. I've given you with them. You shall also be a light to guide the nations unto me. You will open the eyes of the blind and release those who sit in prison darkness and despair. Now, we talked about that sin that keeps us bound. Come on now. It can't keep one bound. Amen. And I am Jehovah. That is my name. And I will not give my glory to anyone else. I will not share my praise with carved idols. Everything I prophesied came true, and now I will prophesy again. I will tell you the future before it happens. Sing a new song to Jehovah. Sing his praises, all you who live in earth's remote corners. Sing, O sea. Sing, all you who live in distant lands, beyond the sea. Join in the chorus, and you desert cities of Kedar and Selah, and you too, dwellers in the mountaintop. Let the western coastland glorify Jehovah and sing his mighty power. That means everything that's in the earth, in the world, by the Creator, all over the world, the seas, hallelujah, the mountains, amen. Just want to kind of break in and say that. All things that have breath that's in those elements, praise him. Amen. Even the creatures praise him. We can hear that when the birds are chirping and praising. Amen. 13th verse. Jehovah will be a mighty warrior, full of fury toward his foes. He will give a great shout and prevail. Long has he been silent. He has restrained himself, but now he will give full vent to his wrath. He will groan and cry like a woman delivering her child. He will level the mountains and the hills and blight their greenery. He will dry up the rivers and the pools. He will bring blind Israel along a smooth and straighten out the road ahead. Hallelujah. He will not forsake them, but those who trust in idols and call them gods will be greatly disappointed. They will be turned away. And though I read Isaiah 42, verses 1 through 17, this is talking, in doing the studies on this, there were certain, doing the studies, like certain in the study, like theologians, when they were studying it, they were like, well, maybe they're talking about Isaiah, or maybe they're talking about, the other king, Israel. They're talking about them. Who are they talking about right here? Well, they're talking about Messiah. He was the chosen one. He was the elect. Amen. This was the prophecy. And you know how we can go back and confirm that? If he was the prophecy to come, when you go through that first 7-8 verses, talking about him coming and demonstrating righteousness and guarding support and not breaking, bruising those who's broken and those who's maybe a little weak. Amen. He didn't come to do that. He came, hallelujah, for those who were sick, even spiritual sick. He came for those who, hallelujah, are not in right standing with him, who he has chosen and set apart. He came for us. Yes, he did. He came to display the right standing of his Father. And that's what I love about it, because even in Matthew, it confirms these passages right here, verses 1 through 4, 1 through 7, I believe. Matthew states the same thing almost verbatim. And we know Matthew, amen, let us go there right quick. Matthew, the 12th chapter. Amen. Now, I'm going to read this in my scriptures Bible. Amen. The 12th chapter of Matthew, amen, starting at the 17th verse. Well, we're going to start at the 15th. But Yeshua, knowing it, withdrew from there, and large crowds followed him, and he healed them all. Here he was. Yeshua, he was traveling. Amen. He was going about doing his Father's will. Amen. And they followed him. They were following him. And because they were following him, he healed all. It didn't say he healed some. We don't know how many people at this time were thronging him, that were following him. That's why a lot of times when he went into places, he didn't want nobody to know he was there. He wanted to get in the presence of the Father. Amen. But right here, we see that he was strong. He was thronged by the people. Amen. And I think this was during the Sabbath. Amen. It was on the Sabbath. Amen. Day. Amen. So right here, that 15th verse, and then 16 says, and warned them not to make him known, in order that what was spoken by Yeshua, which is Isaiah, the prophet, might be filled, saying, see my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom my being did delight. I shall put my spirit upon him, and he shall declare right ruling to the nations. He shall not strive, nor cry out, nor shall anyone hear his voice in the streets. A crushed reed he shall not break. We just read that in Isaiah 42. So for them to be confused about who was being discussed here, Matthew comes right back and repeats it. Come on. Amen. He comes back and repeats and clarifies who was being. And we know when the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, when it was written, the New Testament didn't exist yet. Amen. But when Yeshua came, what did he come teaching? He came teaching the covenant. He came teaching the law. That's what he came to teach. Amen. Because the Jewish people had set up the traditions of man. Hallelujah. But when Yeshua came on the scene, he said, wait a minute, you need to get back in line with what my Father's will is. Hallelujah. His law, his command. Amen. So we're seeing here, a crushed reed he shall not break. This is the 20th verse of the 12th chapter of Matthew. And smoke and flax he shall not quench till he brings forth right ruling forever. And the nations shall trust in his name. See, that was just taken from Isaiah 42, verses 1 through 4. Those first same words were rewritten again that Isaiah had spoke. He was talking about the elect, the chosen one of Elohim, who was to come and what he was coming to do. Amen. It was discussed then and it's discussed now. He was and is the elect of Elohim. Amen. I'm just happy about that. Matthew, in his writing about him being the elect, he quoted this from Isaiah. We just confirmed that. So it was written in the old that squashes the clarity of who wrote it or who they were talking about in Isaiah, because a lot of them thought, you know, in the previous chapter, I think it was talking about one of the kings, Cyprus, or I believe that was his name. But some thought they were the Messiah who was to come, the very elect, chosen, hallelujah, of Elohim. Amen. He was talked about a lot in the Old Testament of covenant, his promise of him coming. Amen. And that passage points out that the Messiah was to come. His coming was going to be triumphant, and it was going to be without failure. Come on now. It was going to be without failure. His coming was going to fulfill what the Father wanted it to feel. Because we know of things that have failed. And I was in a conversation with one of my daughter-in-laws yesterday, and she stated the comment to me, I failed. I messed up. And I said, no, you did not. You did not mess up. Just get up, go forward, continue to do what you've been doing. You're not a failure. You know why you're not a failure? Because the greater one is on the inside of you, and he doesn't create failure. Come on. Now, we know that the government has failed, and the government's still failing today. Nations have failed. They still falling today. Come on now. And this, that just came back to my mind just when that word failure came to mind. My daughter-in-law and that conversation. Amen. I had to remind her that she's not a failure. Come on. We have to be reminded. Even if we mess up and make a mistake, we're not failures. We're victors in Yeshua Messiah. Hallelujah. He has come to make us victors. Yes, he came bringing triumphant without failure. Yes, isn't that a blessing to know and to understand? Hallelujah. He was the very elect, the chosen of the Father, Elohim, our mighty creator. Amen. But we can see so many different failures, different things, decisions we made. We've had some failures in our life. Amen. Amen. We've had and walked through some troubled waters in our life. And we look at democracy in the political arena. Look at all the mess that's created and it's bringing failure. But in the United States of America, yeah, this was what came on my mind. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In the United States of America, they try to set up a system that's perfect, that no one needs to be good, because they're trying to make it unified to where everybody, I don't care, even the unjust stuff that's abomination to our God. It's an abomination to Elohim. Same-sex marriage, all these things that the political arena and the government, they want to be so in control that they have set up, and they made it look like America, the United States of America, put on the money, in God we trust. If you read the Constitution, you will see all the evilness and wickedness that's in that. I don't even want to go there. But what God are they talking about? See, that's why I love calling him Elohim. Yes. And when it comes to Lord Jehovah, come on. He is over every area. Because when they put that in the money, and we for years have said the money was created, this country was established on godly principles, America, was it really? We need to look at the Constitution. Read it. See what's in there. See some of the things they allow that can happen. That can happen. A lot of times when they swore someone, put someone in presidency or in either, they're not putting their hand on a holy Bible. Some of them putting their hand on a Quran, or they're putting their hand on something, some other type of Bible that they call their Bible. See, we have to really know what's going on in this world. But one thing about the elect, let's get back to where we are. He will never fail. He will never fail us. Hallelujah. Has Matthew even talked about in Yeshua, the one whom Elohim had laid hold of. He was the one, the beloved one, the chosen, the very elect, the precious one. That's who he is. That's who he is. That's who he was discussed to be. He was talked about that. Hallelujah. In the Old Testament. Amen. He was talked about this in this instruction in Isaiah. And then Matthew comes back and confirms that. He was a special person. He came as a spirit being in human flesh. He was special, equipped to handle every situation, to master every occasion, to be above and beyond every circumstance. We see that as we watch his life, as we look at the life of Messiah, and we learn or start patterning our lives after what he did, how he communicated, amen, how he lived. He was the elect. He is the elect. That has not changed. My. Yeshua, the elect, chosen. He didn't have to try to persuade the Father. He didn't have to try to please the Father, appease him, or do, you know, how sometimes we try to please and persuade other people to come on, to get in our corner, or we try to please. See, Yeshua didn't have to do it. He just came to show us the Father. Isn't that amazing? That's what we're supposed to be doing. We're not supposed to be men pleasers or trying to persuade somebody else to come on. What we do is exemplify. We're supposed to be showing people the Father.
just like the Messiah did. He came to this earth as the elect, the chosen of Elohim, to show us, to live that example out, for us to pattern our lives after him. See, we can't see Yeshua without seeing Elohim. We cannot understand Elohim without understanding Yeshua. They are, they were, and they still are inseparable. Doesn't that make sense? We cannot understand the Father, and we say we have these personal relationships. Come on. We can't understand him if we don't learn how to understand Yeshua and how he walked, how he displayed his life, how he talked, how he gave. He gave the ultimate sacrifice of his life by shedding his blood so there wouldn't have to be any more animal sacrifices that they were doing in the Old Covenant and the Old Testament. See, that was done away with. That was the new grace we enter into. Grace was already there. It never just came on the scene because of Messiah. But by that grace, that favor that we get to accept him as our personal savior, we're saved. But it just doesn't stop there. We're yet being saved. Saved, salvation is delivered. We're yet being delivered. We're yet being set free. He whom the Son set free is free indeed. That came out earlier. I believe, yes. I think, yes. We're free in every area. So that means we don't have an excuse to hold on to, well, that's just the way I am. I was raised that way. My father was like that. My mama was like that. Guess what? You will have to answer to the Father. I'm going to have to answer to the Father one-on-one by myself. No, with no excuse. This truth, it elevates, but guess what? It cuts. I guess that's why the Father had me to add that this morning. It cuts sin. Anything that keeps us out of his will or away from his will, keeps us holding us disobedient to him, because disobedience is just disobedient. When we're disobedient, we're backsliding. That's what backsliding is. You're not honoring the Father in whatever area it could be. He's not Jehovah or have that lordship over that area. You're still trying to hang on to it yourself. You're trying to fix it yourself. You're trying to figure it out yourself. You better put him and keep him in the equation of figuring it out. Yeah, it's up to us to make these choices, to choose to do, choose life, to choose not death, who we're going to serve. There's one or the other, Elohim or Mammon. Which one is we going to take priority? We even read in this passage, and he told us not to put any other idol when we went a little further past that seven. I read the first 17 verses of Isaiah 42. He said no idols we are to have before him. We can be an idol of our, we can be an idol ourselves to ourselves. Our focus is so much on me. I. Our focus could be so much on another person. Our focus could be so much on, you know, our career. Or what we got going, our family, our children. Those things can be idols. Anything that we give and take heed to, more attention to than we do the Father, can become an idol. We have to keep our eyes on the elect, the chosen of Elohim. That first verse there. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. The Gentiles are the heathens. Anyone that's not going, that's going against the will of the Father. You look that word up in the Greek or Hebrew, and that's exactly what it's talking about. That's exactly what it's heathen. This word is so good. I love it. It helps nurture It helps guide. It helps lead. It cuts. And when it cuts, sometimes it hurts. That's good, though. If the Father didn't love us, he wouldn't be cutting or chastising us to help us line up. He loves us so much. Get it together, my son. Get it together, my daughter. I'm speaking. Are you listening? He's always speaking. He's always talking. He's always working. He works to get our attention. I believe he's trying to get that land of Israel, the promised land. But those people over there have been wicked. Still, over 2,000 years ago, they were disobeying the Father, and they still doing it. This war, I pray it caused them to repent and come before the Father. The land is already a promised land, that new Jerusalem. That new Jerusalem, the new heaven, the new earth, that new Jerusalem, the city of Jerusalem, and everything that's around it, all the surrounding cities and countries around it. We're going to get to inherit in the new heaven, the new earth. Hallelujah. It's still the promised land of Elohim. But his people, we are his people of Israel today. We walked into that covenant. That covenant, hallelujah, Yeshua's blood made, it grafted us in. We're in that covenant, that agreement, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We're in that agreement, that pledge that the Father made that was even talked about here in Isaiah. I think it went past. It was in that covenant with them. See, he wanted Yeshua to make that covenant, to bring that covenant of his agreement to the people. And we're included in that people. Hallelujah. Let's go to Matthew 24. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We're talking about the elect, the Messiah, the chosen one. But you know it's going to switch up a little bit here. Matthew 24. And I was just going to read one verse, but I think I'm going to back up a little bit. This is talking about really the signs of the end of the times. And I'm kind of going to break in, but you can read this entire chapter in your spare time. It's good. It's talking about the end of the signs of the times. And I wanted to kind of break in it, but I was trying to figure where to break in it. I couldn't figure it out earlier, and I think I'm going to break into it. Then, let them who is on the housetop not come down and go into the house to take anything. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that get suck in those days. In other words, breastfeed. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world, to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. For the elect's sake, the chosen one's sake. Come on, who is it talking about? Talking about us right there. Right there is talking about us. The chosen, the elect, the chosen one. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Messiah, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Messiah. And false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect, the very chosen ones, us. Isn't that something? We are the elect too. That's why I know the question was asked, are you chosen? apparently we needed to be reminded that we are the elect as well. But we needed to see first and be reminded that Yeshua was chosen of the Father to come to bring judgment to the nations, to declare it, to straighten things, to set in order what's out of order. One thing about the Father, he never changes. His word is the same. It remains the truth. And his order will come into place. He's all about the order. And woe unto any of us who miss the mark on his order. He wants to set things in place. That's why we must, when it comes to the word, being going forth, and you know it of his truth, sometimes when we sit at the table to eat, some things we might have to spit out because it's not right, especially when you go back and do your study for yourself. Like, uh-uh. You probably didn't feel, you felt a little eh when it went out. And then when you done your study, at least that's how the Father had dealt with me from a younger age. I would go back and study. I'm hearing that today, years later. Go back and study. Get in there and see what you study for yourself. Don't just go without what's coming out of the pastor's mouth. You better get in there and make sure it makes sense. I would always do that. And that's where some confusion was coming in for me. But you know what? I'm grateful to the Father that he's clearing that up. The questions would always be there. And something not right. Or something not right about that. That's being cleared up. But see, we have to understand. That's why he tells us. We're instructed in all our getting of his wisdom through his word and how to live out our daily lives. In all our getting, he wants us to get an understanding. We can have knowledge, and that knowledge can puff us up. It won't do any good to know things, and you're not living it, you're not walking it, you're not talking it. There's a difference to have that head knowledge when you're not living it out. See, the elect of Elohim, Yeshua, when he came, he did not come to glorify himself. He came to glorify the Father. And if we don't understand him, his mission, we won't understand the will of the Father. Some people are still trying to figure out, what's the will of the Father for my life? His will is for you to get in his presence. The first and most highest call that we have is to seek the Father. One of the passages of scripture, I think I read this earlier this week. It came out of 1 Corinthians 1:9. Elohim is faithful, by whom you were called unto fellowship of his Son, Yeshua Messiah, our Jehovah. That's what Elohim wants more than anything else. He wants us to fellowship with him. And we get to do that through his Son. Isn't that amazing? The elect, the chosen one of Elohim. But guess what? We're seeing now and going to see some more that we're the elect. Those who have made the elect their personal Savior, who accepted him and believed on the Father and him, that he sent him. My. It's twofold here. It's a double trouble blessing. Trouble in good. I don't mean in bad. He's elect, and because we accept him as our Savior, we become the elect, the chosen, the set apart, living that holy life. Amen. I'm just grateful. So see, we can be warned. Read not just read, but meditate on Matthew 24. It's more nuggets in there about what we're going to be seeing and hearing if we're still here. Things that's going to come up. There's going to be a lot of falseness. Nobody can predict when the Messiah is coming back. He doesn't even know when he's coming back. He's waiting on Elohim to tell him. So how can people predict he's coming next week? He's coming in 2025. I don't understand that. I never have, because I knew what the scripture said about it. The elect doesn't even know when he's coming. Let us go to Romans. Hallelujah. Talking about us again. Romans 8 and 33. I'm going to read this out of the Amplified Version. Who shall bring any charge against Elohim's elect when it is Elohim who justifies? That is, who puts us in right relation to himself. That is, who puts us in right relation to himself? That was a question. Who shall come forward and accuse or impeach those whom Elohim has chosen? Will Elohim, who acquits us? No. Who is he that condemns us? Will Messiah Yeshua, who died, or rather, who is raised from dead, who is at the right hand of Elohim, actually pleading as he intercedes for us? Who shall ever separate us from Messiah's love? Shall suffering and affliction and tribulation, or calamity and distress, or persecution or hunger or destitution or perilous wars? Even as it is written, for thy sake we are put to death all day long. We are regarded and counted as sheep for the slaughter. We're put to death all day long. We're supposed to be dying to this flesh every day. Trials, tests, tribulation, they're going to come. They're coming. A lot of things, we don't understand why we deal with certain things. But guess what? In those things, as we fall to the Father, as he, that's our highest, our high calling, the first and the high calling, he wants us to seek him first and his righteousness, to be in right standing with him. Father, I thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Now, if he's warning that, this passage here, I didn't even know I was going to read any further than that 33rd verse. All day long we put to death in this flesh. That's what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to die to this flesh. Walk in the Spirit so you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. And I'm saying you there, I'm talking about me too. I'm not exempt. See, you got pastors and preachers preaching and teaching this word, but they live in a wretched life. They're not even living what they're preaching and teaching. Have mercy, Father. Woe unto them. 37th verse of that Romans 8. Yet amid all these things, we are more than conquerors and gain a surpassing victory through him who loved us. He loved us then, and he loves us now. For I'm persuaded beyond doubt, am sure, as a matter of fact, I added, that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things impending and threatening, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us, me, you, come on, from the love of Elohim, which is in Yeshua, Messiah, our Elohim, our Jehovah. Isn't that powerful? So that's talking about us in that 33rd verse. We are the elect. Who shall lay anything to the charge of Elohim's elect? his chosen ones. We have been chosen, even when that prayer that Yeshua prayed before he was leaving on his departure. He prayed that none that come that came into the fold would be able to be plucked out of his hand. That was his prayer for us, the elect, the chosen, who decided to follow his command, to follow after his ways of doing things and living our life. Are you chosen? Let's go to the book of Colossians. Colossians, the third chapter. And you can write these down if you don't have your scriptures before you. And you don't get there before I start reading. I tell you, this word is good. It's like they used to say about the camel soup. Good. Hallelujah. It's good for the soul. It's good for, you know, our mind, our will, and our emotions, the soulish realm. That word, hallelujah, helps us. It renews our mind. It changes our will from our will to the Father's will. And it helps to regulate our emotions, our soulish realm in the spirit. Oh, my, I tell you, this is a blessing. Colossians 3. And where we're going to go here. Let's go on to the 12th verse. Put on, therefore, as the elect of Elohim, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Messiah forgave you, so also do you. See, this says, put on, therefore. What is it therefore? Well, I should have went back. Let's go on back then. Thank you, Father. Oh, my. It says, You want to start at the very beginning, really. If ye then, being risen with Messiah, seek those things which are above, where Messiah sitteth on the right hand of Elohim, set your affection on those things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid. There's that word again, death. Die. See, we got to die to this flesh. We just read that in a previous passage of Scripture. In Romans, because we die daily. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. See, these affections of this earth can become idols, stuff, things. For you are dead. And your life is hid with Messiah in Elohim. When Messiah, who is our life, that's where life is, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. See, when he comes back and appears, he is the life. That's the life we're going to have, that everlasting. Amen. We're going to appear with him in glory. Mortify, therefore, there it is. That's why we got to mortify your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. These things are putting anything before him is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of Elohim cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which you also walked sometime when you lived in them. See, has the elect, has the chosen, we no longer live in disobedience. We don't walk in disobedience. We shouldn't be in fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil conscience, none of this, covetousness, idolatry. We shouldn't be doing that because we are the elect, the chosen one. We should be putting off some stuff. But now you are, oh man, and here it is. And I said that before I read it. Look at here, the eighth verse. But now you also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. This word changes our conversation. Lie not to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. Your deeds and actions should be totally different. I'm talking about me too. Your. When I say your and you, I'm talking about me. This fits me too. I'm talking to myself as well. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Who created us? We were created, knit in our mother's womb by the Father. Yeah, we know natural science took place of the sperm meeting with the egg, but in that conception there. But the Father did that. He allowed that to happen. And since we're the elect, the chosen one, I'm calling that even for those who may be listening in and have not made that choice yet. What you waiting on? Yes, you're missing out. Oh, it's so much joy. Even in the tests and the trials that we have to deal with, it's so much joy and peace in having that relationship, that personal relationship with the Father. Even in the tough times, he's right there. He never will leave us, walk out on us. He never will forsake us. My. We talked about that. He will never fail us. That was the word that came out earlier. He's not a failure. And because he's not, we're not. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Messiah is all and in all. And because of all that, that's why we as the elect of Elohim, that 12th verse, holy and beloved, we're set apart, beloved of the Father, vows of mercy. We talked about that a few weeks ago. The mercy of him causes us to be merciful to others. That mercy he gives, he shows us every day. We made some mistakes too. We haven't been perfect, not perfect, won't ever be perfect. But we're growing. We're coming into maturity. We're being perfected. Thank you, Father. Thank you for helping us as your elect, your chosen one. You're reminding us of that even now. Let's go to 1 Peter. And now this is the last passage I have wrote down. 1 Peter, the first chapter. Gonna start at that first verse. Peter, an apostle of Yeshua Messiah, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of Elohim the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Yeshua Messiah. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. There's Peter calling us out, talking to them, but talking to, we're still being talked to today. We are chosen. We're being reminded that we're chosen. We were chosen and foreknown ahead of time by Elohim, the Father. He knew us ahead of time. He's the one who allowed us to be conceived. When we were knit together in our mother's womb. Isn't that amazing? Words can't even describe. He sanctified us, set us apart, made us holy. We're just walking out the holiness by the Spirit to obedience to Yeshua Messiah. That's why we have to. We cannot understand the Father Elohim. We can't understand him without understanding Yeshua, the elect, the chosen of Messiah, who has also come and chosen us. Because of those who have chosen him, we have become the elect, the chosen. Are you chosen? I believe you are. Let us read a little further in this first Peter. Blessed be the Elohim and Father of our Yeshua Messiah, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Yeshua Messiah from the dead. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. So he cometh to take us back. He's in heaven with the Father. He reserving a place for us, who are kept by the power of Elohim through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein we greatly rejoice through now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than that of gold, that perishes though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory of the appearing of Yeshua Messiah. Now see, it calls us in the second verse, we are the chosen ones that are engrafted in. We were known before the Father. And then in that sixth verse, it talks about that elect of the Messiah. Am I reading this right? Because of him, we have been chosen. We have been chosen, elect, and set apart because of Messiah. I'm just happy about that. I'm grateful. I'm overjoyed about that. That the Father would choose him and choose us. See, we didn't choose ourselves. We didn't choose him. He chose us. The scripture even tells us that. You remember where the passage said, for you have not chosen me, I have chosen you. That's amazing. To just sit and reflect on that thought, that he chose us. And we're in this very moment right now because of his choosing. See, some were created for perdition. Some were created for hell. That hasn't changed. He knew that Lucifer, he knew what he was going to do. Hell is his home. It's some people that's on this earth today. That's their home. That's where they're going to be eternally. That's where they're going to be eternally. I wrote that passage. I knew something wasn't right with that sixth, and I wanted to relook. I wrote it down wrong. So see, we are the elect in 1 Peter 1, 2, the saints. But then when you go to second chapter of 1 Peter, the sixth, I had the first six. I had 1 and 6. It's 2 and 6. I had it wrote down wrong. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. We're not going to be put to shame in no kind of way because of the elect. Now right there it's talking about the Messiah, Yeshua, He was the precious elect. We already talked about him being precious. I think I said that word earlier. He was the chosen elect, the precious. That's probably where I got it from. And then I read the sixth verse of the first chapter, but it was the sixth verse of the second chapter. Because I wanted to bring that comparison, even where Peter was talking about us, started out talking about the chosen one, the elect, and then he still was talking about the chosen one who came to choose us, who came and caused us to be chosen. That's amazing. I can't say some words I don't even know what to say. It's a mind blower. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful that he chose you and me today. I'm glad that we know that we've been, and if you're listening in and you haven't accepted him, you're listening because guess what? You've been chosen. You better make that choice to come on in, to yield unto his lordship, Jehovahship. Yield and give in. Begin to follow after his laws, his commandments, which we are to keep. That has not changed. And that's the last question I want to ask. Again, are you chosen? If you are, guess what? You need to act chosen. You need to talk chosen. You need to walk chosen. You need to just be chosen. Bottom line. Time is ticking right on into the future. And we don't know when he's coming back. Some of us could be called in our sleep and not be here upon his return coming through the sky, coming through the heavens for the saints, the bride. Ready or not, he's coming. I want to be ready. Because I know I can answer that question. I know I'm chosen. I believe you can answer that too. There's just a few on the line this morning. I'm going to unmute the line. And if you want to answer that question, or if you want to if you want to answer that question, ask a question, or give a comment. And even if you want a prayer request, even if you have a prayer request, well, you know what? Something's not working. It won't let me unmute the line. So maybe if you unmute your phone, if you have a comment, if you have a question, maybe the line will open up. If not, we're going to close out in prayer. Hallelujah. I pray you had ears to hear today.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can, sister. Good morning.
Good morning. There's an echo. But I heard earlier that somehow the line got unmuted when you were talking. But I just wanted to say, yes, I am chosen, and I wanted to say thank you for coming on and sharing with us every Sunday and making the word plain. Continue to allow the Lord to use you. I'm so thankful at how you just break the word down and make it plain. Thank you so much and continue to be blessed.
Amen. To Jehovah be all the glory. Thank you, and you continue to be blessed as well, my sister. Let us close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time that we were in your presence. We're always in your presence. whether we're acknowledging it or not, we're in your presence because you're always here. You're always around. You're everywhere, all the time, at the same time. We thank you for that. Thank you for going forth before us today and even this week to prepare the way for us. Hallelujah. We just honor you and praise you and worship you and thank you for your faithfulness and your goodness. Thank you for continuing to show yourself mighty and strong on behalf of us, the elect, your chosen. We thank you. We don't take it for granted. Hallelujah. That you picked us and plucked us up out of the mire, the clay, the mud. You're cleaning us up each and every day. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your unconditional love that you continue to shine upon us and show us as we're gaining that understanding of Yeshua. We'll be able to understand you and your ways. Thank you for that. Thank you for the reminder. We just ask that you continue to work in our lives, continue to work in our loved ones' lives. Allow us to continue to be the light and the salt of the earth that you called us to be. The light of the world, the salt of the earth. We thank you. Help us to take that word seriously, because that's who we are as the elect. Help us to act chosen, to talk chosen, to walk chosen, and just be chosen. That's who we are. Hallelujah. We just bless you. You know all that we stand in need of, and we thank you according to your word. You would do exceedingly abundantly above all that we would ever ask or think, according to the power that's at work on the inside of us. And we know you are the power that's at work on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us, teaching us how to pray, teaching us how to talk to you. I mean, we can talk to you about anything. Thank you for that. We just bless you. And as we go about our separate ways, we thank you that your presence is going with us, your angelic host. We command you to go forth, guard our ways, guard our path. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. And it's in the name of Yeshua, HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. That's who we pray in his name. Amen, amen. And to you, Father, be all glory. Shalom. Until the next time. Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.